Let's take our first email. Kevin Terry. He says, Miss Marana and Mr. Grody, I am a board member for Barren River Right to Life in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I often have people tell me that they are personally against abortion, but that they don't feel like we have the right to force our, quote, religious beliefs, end of quote, on others. I have tried to explain to them that this argument isn't logical because human lives are being lost. Do you have any ideas of how I could explain to them that this method of thinking just doesn't make sense? Thank you for the work that both of you do, and may God bless you both. Thank you, Kevin.
Well, I think the first thing is when we talk about the abortion issue is let's take religion out of it. You know, let's first talk about purely scientific facts. And, you know, from the moment of conception, it's a separate human life. And ultrasound now that we have, 4D, you can see that unborn child. And I think you have to, like, not talk about religion, but say, look, this is a scientific fact. Life begins at a conception. This is not a religious dogma to believe in. And therefore, the unborn child is a real person. Matter of fact, in the medical community, it's a patient. They do fetal surgery. And I think you have to take it on that level with that person and say to them, so therefore, abortion is destroying a real human being, a real human life.
All right. Thank you very much. I guess as you've gotten those questions a lot, right?
Yes, we do.
I was gonna say, that's great. And go to priestsforlife.org and you can get more answers about those kind of issues. Thanks for the question, though.